On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa's back and a bigger bitch than ever. It's season 7, episode number 2, coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know this, and we're here with the full panel. Megan is here to fully join us and talk about Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, Grants underscore underscore Rants on Twitter.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen, and you can always catch up with me at Christy Reports.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. I'm a huge fan of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so chat with me at Thomas Rulina on social media.
Hi, guys. It's Megan. I'm so excited to be back this week. I'm sorry I had to miss last week, but I definitely watched the episode. I've got lots of thoughts and opinions, and I'm so excited for you guys to be mad at me over them.
All right.
And you guys can tweet your opinions to me at Megan Stugger.
Yes. We ain't gonna be mad at you, girl. No.
You know, there's a lot of fans of a certain housewife that I don't speak well of that aren't appreciative of my comments and thoughts, but that's okay.
They're already upset at the opening lines at me, so don't worry. They're already pissed, so whatever. Here we are. But look, I looked at the comments from last week. We'll talk about last week, so I want to get your thoughts and opinions. But there were some people who were kind of like over it, and there's other people who were team Lisa, so I think we have a really good balance here.
Great. Definitely.
Yeah, so one comment that stuck out to me that I wanted to shout out. Where the hell is it? I want to pull it up because it just made me laugh, and it was just straight from my mind. And what it said was, it was by Terrell Richardson. They said, LVP needs conflict because watching her carrying around swans and dogs is not entertaining. And it's like, all right, we don't need to see too many more animals. And that's what we saw in this episode in the beginning with the horses, but we'll get there. Megan, what do you think of last week?
I feel like I see a lot of potential for this season. If we could ratchet down Lisa Vanderpump's, like, shtick a little bit. Because I feel like they do a lot of filler with her as far as, like, her sexual comments and her, like, snarky comments about people in her interview portions. Like, I feel like we have the potential for lots of conflict and lots of fun, even while they're getting along. Like, I would enjoy to see them all getting along, too. And I think Dorit is an amazing addition. Yes. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Not that you have to like the person that she is or whatever your thoughts are about her. I think she's a perfect Beverly Hills housewife. She's ridiculously wealthy. I can't even imagine the amount of money that they have and throw around. And her lifestyle is very aspirational. Like, and she's the perfect amount of out of touch with the everyday person to me. I think she's going to be fascinating to watch.
Yes. I agree.
Well, on that note, Christy, I want to ask you, would you be upset if a Tiffany-colored car was waiting for you outside on your birthday? What did you think?
Is this a Tiffany-colored, like, Volkswagen bug? I'm not a pink person. I would rather have a pink.
Yes. I thought this was a ridiculous moment, that she was upset and anxious and nervous over the fact that she's going to get a car, a Maserati, right? Was that it that she mentioned?
She was thinking she was going to get a Maserati.
Yeah.
But Bentley, Maserati, I'll take both.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, this car came, and we what did we think about it? I mean, I thought it was really nice once I saw it. Like, the rose gold, it was very original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice gift.
I think the rose gold really fit her personality. You know, Lisa does the pink, and I felt like for her, that was like an original idea for her. I liked it.
Yeah, she looked good in that car.
She did.
Mm-hmm. In defense of her being worried about the party and the color of the car, I want to say, don't we all do that in our life, no matter how little money we make or how small our lives are? We would like something to be up to a standard to where we want to drive that car if we have to drive that car, you know? So
yeah.
I'm sure this is maybe a fifth car for her and she doesn't need it, but it's kind of like, you want the gift you're being given.
That's true. And we all have a taste to a certain point, too. Yeah.
Look, whereas I, in life, like a lot of neutrals, because I'm like, oh, I don't have time to think about things that clash and don't go together, and this is just easy for me. Like, I wanted my car to just be plain black and be like, oh, done with it, whatever. Not worry about, like, if it gets scratched, what if this happens? What if that happens? Does white look too dirty all the time? You know, like, so I get it, how she wants to like the color of the car.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just concerned that she wouldn't like it and she didn't want to, like, crush his heart on camera.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's difficult to shop for and maybe usually she would just be like, honey, let's take this back. I don't care how much it costs. But in front of the camera, she wanted to genuinely love it. So maybe that's what the concern was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did even say, like, I can't really fake it. If I don't like something, like, I don't like it. And I can relate to that, like, not having much of a poker face with things.
So. But I did say while we were watching, which I want to know everybody's thoughts on this, wouldn't you get sick of being given cars as gifts? Because it seems like these people can afford anything in the world, and it almost seems like, wouldn't you rather have, like, an experience? Or it's, they're always giving them their material things to each other, especially for the shows. And, like, wouldn't it be like, oh, you got me another car, yay. Like, wouldn't the joy be gone from... I mean, I think people of our... are like what we make in a year would be like, oh my god, like freaking out, pass out, pee your pants.
What's the
like,
catch? That's
the
what
big
I'd say.
Red bow on the car is like, you know, that would be the dream. But when you have all the money in the world to buy yourself 10 of those, is it really that exciting?
I agree with you. I think that the husbands on the housewives should be listening to our show and should be doing something a little bit more creative, because I think for these women to get car after car, I do agree with that.
Yeah. Kind of in the way Kanye West will think of something wild to do for Kim. Like, there's a symphony playing for her on the morning of Mother's Day. Or the Rose Wall is kind of his invention that now everyone's doing it. Or else he saw it somewhere really cool and, you know, he wanted to replicate that for her. Like, it's something unique and it's not like a material item.
I think that's why I really appreciated last week when Eileen gave her that gift of being on
the
Young and Restless.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a little
An
different.
Experience,
it's a little bit
like
different.
You said.
Absolutely. But, the parade of cars just comes across as almost not thoughtful anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, even last week when we saw Erica got the piece of jewelry from her husband, it's like, yes, he had his assistant listen closely at dinner and go and pick it up. But, like, still, it was more than just, oh, I want to go shopping for a car, so I'm going to get my wife another car.
Yeah.
I think Mauricio needs to step it up and get Kyle a jet. And just, like, really just blow out everybody out of the water.
Do they have a plane
yet? I would not be surprised. They do. Didn't they talk about it?
Well, they were shopping for one.
Yeah.
Was it two seasons ago? But I didn't know if they got one.
They were discussing it last week, too.
Okay. Like, I forgot.
I feel like that's going to be, like, the thing in 2017. Like, people are going to get over getting cars. It'd be like, let's buy jets. Like, Scott Disick on Kardashians was shopping. You know, like, they're starting to talk about jets more.
Uber
for private jets now. Which is amazing.
Can we get a group of friends together and go to Vegas? Like, oh, my God.
We're going to Vegas after the show.
But I think that's a big chunk of what all these people talking about having their private jet really is. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't even know what it's called. You're jet-tubering it. I'm not fooling anybody.
I think it's literally called My Private Jet. I think. Because I know they hired the Kardashians to do social media for it. Like, they paid them to put it on their social media and fly on it. So.
Well, must be nice.
We'll see.
I cannot, like, my mind can't wrap itself around that. Living in a studio apartment, kids. I'm like, I don't know. So we caught up with different housewives. We'll go through briefly. Kyle and Lisa had a conversation where Alexia is now going to be transferring to Boston. Eileen is filming for the 11,000th episode of The Young and the Restless. What else happened? Erica had her dancer audition, which was kind of cool, like very visual, you know, to see. I don't know how they narrow it down, because like all those girls were hot.
I think it's good for people who work in Hollywood like ourselves to see how they narrow it down, because it's
process.
Like, oh, we need, you know, for this one, we need someone who isn't super tiny or who has a booty, or let's take two brunettes and two blondes. It's like there was very little talk. They didn't say none of these girls killed it in the dance,
right?
Which you would think would be the most important part, right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, while you're saying that, I just popped into my head that I feel like out of all these housewives, Erica Jane could probably have her own spinoff. And we could probably see, like, the behind the scenes.
Making Erica,
the behind the scenes, you know what I mean? I feel like she has built such a huge fan base from just Real Housewives in two seasons, so. Mm-hmm.
The one that
you weren't here last season. I feel like we said that. Did we say that last season?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
We asked for
it. All right, Thomas
is on board. Yes, I'm on board with you guys.
You're in the right place. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's very odd that Erica does not have a lot of L.A. performances. I was talking about this with someone. It's just, like, she doesn't have many L.A. shows.
Mm-hmm. She did the Christina Aguilera. Did you see she was the performer for Christina Aguilera's birthday?
I didn't know that. I was too mad that Kylie was there and the whole thing, and I was like, so I didn't look at any other stuff.
She was there, and Real Housewives, I know, that's why I was like, you have to check out the pictures.
Okay, for
and,
sure.
And Bethany Frankel was there as well.
Oh, how terrible.
What?
It was just, it was interesting.
I'm not sure about X Tina Hobnominant with reality stars. Erika Jane is a gay icon who was there to perform, but I don't know about all the rest of that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Mm, yes. So I don't know. I'm just disappointed because she lives here. It would be so easy for her to do a show. You know, all she has to do is call up a promoter and be like, I want to perform tonight. I want to come in next week. Like, I'm just in the mood to perform. And, I mean, I've been to one of her shows. It was great. I mean, it was full.
It was so freaking much fun. And yeah. There's a million people there.
Yeah. She brings in a crowd. I mean, it's a guaranteed win.
I wonder if it's that she doesn't want to, like, poop herself out here in L.A. You know, she does have such a strong fan base. And, of course, I think anytime she does do a show, people want to go. So maybe she just doesn't want people to be like, oh, another Erika Jane show? Yeah, let's skip this one.
Yeah, keep them wanting more, maybe. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something she might say.
Yeah, maybe go to the Abbey or something. That would be interesting.
Yes, well, Mikey is definitely the MVP. I mean, there's nothing this man doesn't do. He's got her completely set up, what she's wearing, where she's going, who's coming, what. Then he's going to go call up the managers. What is his title? I thought he was just like a choreographer.
No, he's creative director.
Okay. Well, more than that. He's doing a lot.
Job.
Yes. He's earning whatever she's paying.
Well, when I worked back at a local news station back in Philly, creative director was the title of the guy that was the head of our department. So I can see how he's like in charge of every little thing. Because he was like the boss. Mm-hmm. So
I get it.
He's been holding that same position like for Pussycat Dolls like 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, that is what he does. He creates the whole vision.
Right. Yeah. And it falls into what she was saying on the show, how it's one real group of dancers and people in this world that go and dance for the Rihannas and the Katy Perrys. And you mentioned this last week, Thomas, by recognizing some of the dancers from Britney's Vegas show.
Yeah, a lot of Britney Spears' dancers were at Erika Jane's party.
Yeah. It must be a very small circle.
Good for Erika. Mm-hmm. She's really coming up in the world. Yeah. She's getting Brit's dances. Those girls were hot. I just kept thinking about how they all look so thin, and I was like, maybe I should become a dancer.
Little side thing.
Let's talk about the birthday party. There was a lot of chatter about, you know, ooh, PK does things very over the top. What is this going to be? It can't be subdued. What do you want to say?
What does the PK stand for, by the way? I want to say it's Paul. Oh, it's Helmsley.
It's a double name, but it is Paul.
Paul Kemsley.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I want to keep saying Helmsley. Hearing the PK with everyone's accents, it's almost like nails on a chalkboard. Like, I just want to,
Dorit says it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand it.
PK. Not a very fancy name.
No. And he doesn't look like a fancy person, either. Mm-mm. He kind of like... Yikes.
Well, I feel like you were kind of picking up on his accent, like the dialect of his British accent, and you can tell where people are from through their accent,
and his
sounds a little like downtown, not uptown, like Lisa's sounds like uptown to me.
Yes, I don't think he has any royal blood flowing in his veins.
Well, he's rich AF, so who cares?
I know, who cares? Dorit's happy with him. So the party was described as having like a chill vibe. Lisa Vanderpump said it was is sedate. And what else can we say? Then Lisa Vanderpump greeted the birthday girl and said, oh, you're such an inspiration. You're 40 years old. You've had kids. Are you wearing Spanx? And I was like, really? Really? That's how you're going to greet the girl for her birthday? Like, I get that they're friends, but I just found that to be so rude.
Well, she did say, you know, the baby was just 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it better?
I guess.
Does that make it a compliment?
I feel like since it's her friend, that's like the British humor.
Yeah.
But when she talks to the other women of the group, that's the other Lisa.
I feel like this was like the one compliment she gave all night, actually. I didn't think she was trying to be rude with this one.
I don't know if she was intentionally being rude. I just thought it came across rude. I just was like, just tell her you look beautiful, happy birthday, like everything looks great. I don't see the need to get into all of that.
That's
but if that's
the Lisa
her being
that you
funny.
Say with the small stuff, like, you know, the small little terms that she comes out with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're going to give someone a compliment, just give it. That's how I feel. But who knows?
Well, she can't take one either, according to Lisa Rinna.
Yes. No, let's talk about that. Lisa Rinna all but kisses Lisa Vanderpump's ass. She even looks behind to see how Lisa's butt looks
in the
outfit.
Is that what she was trying to do? She was trying to get in there and give it a smooch. Yeah. Because she wouldn't turn around for her. So she was like, fine, I'll go. But
she's like, I'm not going to do anything you tell me to do. She was pretty firm at that party.
Mm-hmm. I felt like that's where her mood turned all of a sudden. Yes. Like, all the fiery little comments came right right after that, after she decided mm-hmm. she wasn't going to just have pleasantries with Lisa yeah. Rinna.
Well, she even said, she said, I'm taking the power back from this situation. So I'm like, okay. So we to, let's stay tuned and see what she does. That's kind of what I told myself at that point. Because I'm like, all right, what are you going to do? So we'll see in a moment.
Do we ever think that with her issues with Rinna stems from, like, her fallout with Mohammed and, like, that whole, you know, getting out of that circle and Yolanda and everything like that? Do you guys ooh, ever feel that way?
I just really felt like the whole thing she's holding on to is getting screamed at the reunion to own it about talking about talking off camera about Yolanda. I okay. thought that that's what her major issue.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Because at yeah. this point, I was like, why is she so mad again? Why yeah. is she yeah. still so right. mad? And I'm team LVP all the way. But at this point, when you haven't just seen all that go down and everyone else seems to have agreed to start with a fresh slate, I'm ready for LVP to move on, for sure.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's tired to keep starting every season this way. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, we haven't seen each other since that incident, and I'm waiting for my apology. I feel like this is like the third time we're seeing this yeah, open oh, yeah. up a season like this. I'm like, girls, I'm exhausted. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Well, the moment came where Lisa Vanderpump finally apologized to Eileen, but it was about her deceased mother.
It was the most awkward thing.
It was so bad. The reaction that Eileen had, like, I felt bad for her. Talk about, like, nails on the chalkboard. I'm like, ooh. The whole thing was just so backwards and hard to look at. What did you think of Eileen?
I didn't blame Eileen one bit for thinking that that's what Lisa was going to say. Because she yeah. did come up, and what did she say? Like, you know, I have to say I'm sorry yeah. or something that sounded like the beginnings of a mm-hmm. grand yeah. apology. And so, I mean, what facial expression do you make in, the, yeah. in yeah. that situation?
Mm-hmm. Let's be real, though. I feel like Lisa knows that everybody's waiting for this apology. Mm-hmm. So I felt like she kind of went into that, like...
Same.
Just kidding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A
same.
Little bit. I mean, lightly. Lightly. I do love Lisa Vanderpump, but I feel like that was like a light, you
if
know.
You're right. That's me.
I think because slight. She purposely paused for so long after saying the word apology. Like, you don't pause yeah. that long and then be like, about your mother's death.
Yes. Like,
yeah. Well,
obviously mm-hmm. she's toying with Eileen because she knows that's all Eileen has ever wanted to hear from
and
her.
She got the reaction tenfold of what yeah. she wanted.
But oh, I think Lisa was right. That's I really do think evil. Lisa was apologetic and sorry of course for Eileen's mom, but mm-hmm. I think that was kind of the, you know, yeah. you just mm-hmm. seen Lisa all these seasons. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I think yeah, Eileen yeah. behaved how I would in her one-on-one interview, she kind of laughed it off and just said, I'm a total idiot. Like, what else? Of course, because she once again looks like a jackass waiting for this apology that's never going to come. So all you can do at this point is just laugh at Lisa because it is what it is. And I really like Eileen. How do you guys feel about her? I know this one. Thomas is hot and cold.
You know, I do love the fact that Eileen is a working woman. She's been in the industry forever. That's like her thing, 1982. I mean, she's mm-hmm. been part of that show forever. But I feel like she does add to the show. I do think so because I know Lisa is not going to ever be close with Eileen. I feel like they're two of the most powerful mm-hmm. women on the show, aside from Erica, that, you know, it's just the mogul that Lisa is versus, you know, that icon that Eileen is always going to mm-hmm. be. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're always going to butt heads. So she's good for the show. I'm okay with her.
You're right.
I'm
right.
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
She's a total, like, B character, but I'm mm-hmm. okay with it. I think she does lend to the show in ways that are subtle, and they're good, because she's not some vicious person coming out of the gate ever, which is nice. It's refreshing.
It is, yeah.
And I like that she's a straight shooter. It's just, you know, just because she's not bringing the fireworks Teresa Giudice style, you know, to Beverly Hills, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really lacked interest in her last season, but I think that, you know, we're seeing a little bit more oomph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she yeah. looks good, too. I think she got some new styling going yes. on. Over. You know, I think she was like, let's get finally. Me a stylist. Everyone picks on my clothes, my hair color. You know, mm-hmm. I think she worked with some new people and, like, right. refreshed the look. And I think she looks great this year. Like, and, really good.
And yeah. she should give Shannon Bedore those people's phone numbers.
Ooh. I like it.
Burn.
Yes. Well, in an interesting interview on the Tomorrow Show, we talked about it last week, the new girl, what's her name?
Eden Sassoon.
Thank you, Eden Sassoon. Mentioned that Eileen is great when Eileen is being Eileen and not someone else. Mm. So I was like, ooh, that's like an omen for something.
That's
so
loaded,
I can't
yeah.
wait. For
Yeah. So who was Eileen going to be? And I'm hoping it's good. That reinvested me in Eileen this season, because I'm like, okay, where is she going to go with this? Like, she's ready to play ball. She's like, this is her third season. She's like, took a breath, and she was in the fire pit last year. So now I feel like she's like, okay, I see how this works. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see.
I can kind of see how she feels that way, because, you know, Eileen has been acting for so long that, you know, this Eden Sassoon character that's going to be coming on the show, I feel like they would also have kind of a clash, because she also is a huge, you know, she comes from a huge empire as well. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like an L.A. ego. You know what I mean? That's what I think the difference between these ladies and the others are. Because they come from these dynasty families, and they come from all of these backgrounds. They started off as young in the industry, or they married well, and they all think they have a place higher than everyone else in society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, I feel like I finally put the nail on what exactly it is that, like, just makes this city different from watching something like an Atlanta, you know, which is equally entertaining, sometimes even more, if you ask me. But, it's just... It gives it its own identity, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I can think of a lot of people who think they're above me. Maybe they're right.
I don't know. Let's talk about Erica, who thought she looked above everybody else because she was wearing, what was it, a Moschino runway dress?
Yeah, off the runway.
Yeah.
I liked it. I feel like I really liked it because I feel like she comes to these parties, she owns who she is, and she kind of stands out. And it's interesting. It makes for the show, because if she's going to come in a party dress, it's just... You know what I mean? It's just like going to Camille Grammer's party or something like that. She, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can appreciate that she wore that because that's what she wanted to wear.
Right.
Like, she knew she was going to some huge mansion. She knew she was going to a fancy party where probably everyone else would have cocktail dresses on. And she wanted to rock that. Like, I wouldn't have done it because I'm maybe a little more insecure than that. But I can appreciate it.
I mean, she's a pop star, and she came as Erica Jane. She didn't dress as Erica Girardi, the Beverly Hills housewife, that night. Or, excuse me, Pasadena housewife, wherever all these women actually live in this giant space we call L.A. She came as Erica Jane, and I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, cute outfit. This is, like, almost, like, I feel like she's way cooler than I am and, like, looks like she's way younger than I am, and I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised that, of course, the first thing they had to mention was, oh, it's
She's
just
a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a $10,000 t-shirt dress, and they had to shit on it.
But you can see it starting to brew between Dorit and Erica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
And she opened gift right then and there. You know how, like, people were bringing the gifts? She opened the box. She was letting people know that that was that Chanel gift she wanted for herself. You know, I pick up on small things like that.
Oh, wait, I didn't catch that.
You know, when they were all in a circle, and then next thing you know, they're opening the gift right in front of everybody. And nobody else did that, you know what I mean? Or maybe we didn't see it on camera, but it was very important for Erica to let everybody know that Chanel bag was something she wanted. For herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But gave it to Dorit.
You were paying extra attention.
I'm into this season.
Yes.
He's into the details, like Dorit.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And PK, of course.
PK is apparently not into the details, but yes, he is.
Yes, apparently
she was wrong about that.
Yes. Well, then we go back to Eileen, because then she had to go back to the elephant in the room and clarify her reaction. And I think we all collectively were like, no, Eileen, just don't bother. Like, you don't need it. So she was like, well, I have to let you know that, you know, I just thought it was going to be like a further apology and all that. And then Lisa Vanderpump said that hell will freeze over again. You know, hell would freeze over if she apologized again. And I said, well, wait, when did she apologize the first time? But then I remembered when she said, I'm sorry, darling, for asking too many questions.
No, wasn't it, I'm sorry if I offended you?
For asking too many questions.
Yeah. Okay, yes, yeah.
Something like that, yes. You're right, Christy, yes. So I was like, okay, all right. So the words technically came out. So whatever. I mean, you know, this is just such dead news at this point. Can we just leave this Hamptons thing behind now? Can we leave it? Are we all over it? I'm over it.
I don't like carrying things from like season to season. I feel like as viewers, we're ready for fresh beef. So
agreed.
So I don't like the carrying things season to season. Everything feels stale.
Yeah. At least Eileen is consistent.
Like, she's never going to just let something go. She always tries to address it right away.
Yeah. I do like that about her. She's straight shooter.
But Lisa made her look like an idiot with that apology. If she did that purposefully, I don't know. But I felt so bad for Rylene at that moment, because it was just like, you could tell she felt so stupid. Who wouldn't? Yeah. Who wouldn't be tricked by
Lisa? I think with Lisa, what we've seen historically on the show, she gave Lisa Rinna that apology when they were sitting there, but she wasn't going to give Eileen. Not everybody is getting an apology from Lisa Vanderpump. Mm. So it's kind of like she plays it off because she knows they're a group. She knows that it's the two of them, so she had to apologize to one, and then the other one doesn't get one, and, you know, ends up looking dumb on camera.
Yeah, well, Kyle called that last week, that she would manipulate Rinna before anybody else. So
awkward pause.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
That's a name that hasn't come up too much tonight.
When you were talking about Kyle earlier, Thomas, I was like, oh, what did she do? And I was thinking of, like, where she was in the episode. She wore red to the party. Mm-hmm. And that was about it.
Mm-hmm. I thought she had an awkward moment when she walked up to both Eileen and Lisa Rinna, and she goes, how are your conversations with Vanderpump tonight? It was like, literally, the producer said, go over there and ask them what they talked to Lisa Vanderpump about tonight. And she just, like, verbatim parroted back to them. Yeah. Well, how going did your conversation go? And it was so awkward.
It was definitely, I thought it was set.
Awkward. Like, she didn't use say it in her own words.
Yeah.
Stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that moment, that's when Lisa Vanderpump and Rinna had their moment. And Lisa Vanderpump reminded Rinna that she called her evil before. And then they had the back and forth on the dance floor where Rinna apologized to Lisa. Lisa couldn't believe that she got an apology. Rinna apologizes for going hard on her previously. And Lisa Vanderpump seemed to kind of accept this. And so they both kind of agreed, like, let's move on. And so I'm like, okay, are we finally putting season 6 behind us? At least with these two, they appear to be okay. Let's see if things dredged up throughout the season. Who knows?
You know what the new drama, I feel, or the issue that's going to come between Lisa and Eileen is definitely going to be that comment that she made about her husband, you know, being under somebody else's skirt.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes. That's definitely, I feel, going to be the new beef that Megan is looking for.
Mm-hmm. What are our thoughts on the Dorit's Buddha Lounge?
I thought it was really cool. I was a catering waitress, server, I don't know how you say it, a catering server back in Philly.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of, like, parties like that where they were just like, bam, like a theme, and all the food was the theme with the theme of the party, and there, you know, was all these wealthy, wealthy people in these giant houses, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You thought, I can tell Grant's race. He wants to be like, it was dated, no, it was tacky, the red was too much.
Well, the lights were tough on to watch. The lights were tough on the cameras. No, I liked it. I liked that they had the ice sculpture. Mm-hmm. I thought, and even if I was same, I think she kind of felt the same way, but that artist's work of her was a little much. You know, I get with celebrating her, but it was a little garish, you know? I mean, you know, a little over the top. And I like over the top, but that, I'd be a little embarrassed to have that, you know, larger than life face of me at my own party. But it was creative. It was cute.
I just wish that they wouldn't have spoiled it for us earlier in the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when they showed the party at first, it was like, so you knew something was coming, and you knew what it was, and we had seen it, and it was just, then they took the commercial break. It's like, no, we already saw it. There's no tease here.
That's true. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I feel like I'm still getting to know Dorit. You know, I thought that she would have come out in a more grand dress. She kind of blend in with the guests.
Yeah.
You know, for somebody being over the top, I feel like I'm still not seeing, you know, she didn't want the Tiffany blue Bentley, and I don't know what her style is yet.
Oh, really? Mm. I loved the dress, especially because her butt was, like, you could see her butt. It was sheer, and she had the butt cut out.
I love the dress,
and
but the color, I wish she, because there was a lot of black dresses at the party, so maybe another color.
That's true, because black's kind of like it was hard to get dressed tonight, black's easy.
Right. Yeah,
I would have expected her in gold sparkles.
Yeah, something to be like, I'm the birthday girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. A lot of people wore red, and she was like the only one not wearing red.
Yeah.
Maybe he told her to wear black and told everyone else to wear red.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I appreciated the mini Hummer coming up the driveway back and
the
forth.
The golf cart Hummer. How cute. Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought Lisa Vanderpump was going to fall out of when she stumbled out of the SUV at first.
Oh, no.
And that was a steep hill. Like, you would just keep rolling. That would not be a good situation.
Oh, my God. Yes. What do we think of Dorit's mother? Now, I was very curious. I always like to check out the mothers, you know, because it's like, well, this is kind of like someone once told me that that's like what the future. If you want to know what a girl is going to be like, look at the mother. You know, if you're looking like for like a girlfriend or whatever, you look at the mother. And so, I don't know, the mother kind of surprised me a little bit. I wanted to see someone like very East Coast, like very Connecticut. And, I mean, her parents were different.
I thought the mom seems like a natural beauty. Like, she hasn't gone and done a lot of, you know, what everybody does in New York City and out here, you know, as far as the face work. Like, she just seemed like they seemed like a regular old couple from the suburbs, which I enjoyed. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool to see when the offspring have, like, come into their own because they got a wealthy husband and now they talk with an accent and we have a stuff. And I mean, who knows? Her parents could be extremely well off. They just seemed low-key compared to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did. I heard her mom look a lot alike.
Yeah.
A lot alike.
Right. Just like the blonde brunette version of one another, I think. Mm. Yeah. So, what else can I say? Oh, yeah. So, Tempest mentioned earlier, Eileen is looking for her husband, and that's when the comment came out. What did she say? What did Lisa Vanderpump say?
She insinuated he was underneath someone else's skirt.
Yes.
Over in the
very
corner.
Classy. Very classy.
Over in the corner, of course.
Yes. And Eileen's reaction, she didn't know what to do. She was just, like, tossing it, like, going, like,
you
she didn't
know
what
to look. This is with Eileen, I mean, in the Hamptons, it was the same thing. I feel like Lisa Vanderpump knows that she can do that with Eileen.
Right.
Yep. And it's, you know how it is with even, you know, just she's going to do that continuously.
Yeah, because if she would have said this to any of the other ladies, it would have just seemed like more stupid LVP going in humor, whatever. She could have passed it off as the British thing. But specifically to Eileen, when their past beef is about this possible affair between Eileen and her husband, it's like Lisa knew exactly what she was doing in this moment, and it was definitely calculated, and it was like... I mean, I was surprised.
Just now that Lisa Vanderpump has to be extra bitchy, now they have to have the conversation about British humor. Where was this conversation, like, 5 seasons ago when it was starting to come out?
She has always tried to blame it. She's always kind of said, like, they just don't get the British thing. She went a little deeper with the explanation tonight, and it almost, do you think it makes sense?
In a way, but also it doesn't give you a pass to make certain comments. Perhaps the one that she made to Dorit at the beginning of the show would be in the vein of British humor. Yeah, all right. But all these digs and stuff like that, especially when with Eileen, with the husband, which she already alluded to, when did the affair start? It's like that is just really, like, you know, she came up, that hit her mind, and she's like, I'm saying it. It's going to be a good line. As opposed to being like, all right, you know, we're just going to hold this one back. And I'm like, all right, where's the line between the humor and the bitchiness?
What did you think about it, Megan?
I get it. If this is true, if that's her motive behind the thing she says, that, oh, just as Americans, we don't get it. That's how we talk to each other where I'm from. I get it, but why did she have something rude to say to everyone that she's in a beef with? Like... Well, then shouldn't you be saying things that seem, like, a little harsh to Kyle? And shouldn't you be saying things that seem super harsh to Erica? That's true.
Yeah.
And Dorit? Like, I guess Dorit got it a little bit with the spanks.
Yeah.
Dorit's trying to pretend like she's British, so she just goes along with it, whatever LVP says, probably. She's going to be like, yes, I'd get you a British humor.
In my mind... Dorit's British,
right?
That accent is all over the map.
I love it.
She owns it.
It is a Lohan-esque. I cannot. It's somebody that's so phony, and that's exactly what I want to see on the show. I love it.
I'm curious to see where Dorit falls later into the season, if she's going to be, you know, Lisa's wing woman on the show, or if she's going to find her own voice, you know, start hanging out with Eileen, start hanging out with all the other women, you know, without Lisa being there all the time. That'll be interesting.
Does anyone know what it means when she calls people a cow? Like, they were such a cow to me. She said it, I think, on Vanderpump Rules, too. And I'm like...
That's like the British PC version of the B word, right? Okay, maybe. It's just a lower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
It's
well,
a fancier way because you're not being as vulgar or something, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Eileen just kind of took everything as a joke towards the end of the party, and she doesn't believe in. I don't know. She doesn't really believe in the British humor, and neither do I. She's kind of questioning if it's direct or not. Well, there'll be more to come, of course. Let's take a look at some news and gossip with Christy.
Yes.
Let's do it. TV News. Access Hollywood had several of the Beverly Hills Housewives record videos for Jennifer Lawrence, actress and Super Housewives fan Jennifer Lawrence, and they played them for her. You can see the video on Access Hollywood's website. J-Law freaks out. She gets so excited, especially for LVP. You know, that's her favorite. So those are really fun. Make sure you check that out.
Nice.
And if you guys remember, we can keep up with Taylor Armstrong, former Beverly Hills Housewife. She spoke at the YWCA Oklahoma City's 10th annual Women Who Care Share Luncheon last weekend and actually offered a very powerful speech about domestic violence and what she's been through, and it really is fantastic. If you'd like to know what she's kind of up to, if you remember Taylor and you loved her, check this out at newsok.com. They do have the full speech. Meanwhile, another blast from the past, Catherine Edwards. Remember her?
Yeah, barely.
Right? She told People Magazine this week that she's walking away from the show with great feelings and that she has no regrets, and of course by walking away, she means got her butt fired. And you have all got to tune in to The Young and the Restless this Thursday. That will be December 15th when Erica's episode airs. Yay. With Eileen. We know a little bit more now. Erica plays a high-powered executive. And Eileen and she get in some kind of a fight. But what's really interesting here, Eileen gave a little interview and she said that they made Erica audition. You know, they were willing to maybe give her a one line or something, but that she auditioned and she killed it, so she got this kind of meaty part. Nice. And Eileen is also still talking about the loss of her mother, which happened in the spring, and she revealed that she lost her brother also very shortly before her mother's death, and this was right before the reunion in the spring, and she said the reason why she didn't talk about it at that time is because she didn't want her loss to affect the other women's ability to be honest with her. So that's really very interesting. One more little blurb. Lisa Rinna was on the Wendy Williams show today, and not a whole lot of juice there, but she pretty much just said, you know, you're not going to see a lot of Harry on the show this season because he shouldn't be on the show because he's Harry effing Hamlin, was sort of her explanation for that. So don't look too hard for Harry this season.
All right. I like that. What was the story before? It was something I wanted to say about one of these. Eileen, oh, the Y&R episode. Yeah, I mean, I read an article. CBS.com had an interview with Eileen. She talked a lot about Erica. And I tweeted that out. So if you want to check that out, you can find that on my Twitter. And they talked about how Erica was involved with the director and she's a super pro. And it was just kind of interesting. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to look at that episode.
Moment. Didn't Lisa Vanderpump get all excited visiting Eileen on the set last year and say, I want to be on the show? I want to take your role. Like, she was reading Eileen's lines when they're supposed to be running lines with Eileen, and she was reading Eileen's lines, and Eileen's like, hello.
I would not have remembered that.
I feel like Eileen did this on purpose.
Yes.
That's huge.
That is.
That's huge. Right,
she was never going to let that happen. I don't think she would ever want Lisa to be on her show like that.
Oh, hell no. Not the way she treats her. No.
And it all goes to the ego thing. That is Eileen's play yard. Like, that is her business. Yeah. Like, nope. You've got your own show over there up the street. You've got plenty going on. You don't need to be part of this. And I can totally feel her on that. I've got some, you know, hangers on and stuff like that. You don't need them in your world. Mm-hmm. You know? They gotta do the work themselves. And they are. She's doing her own stuff. You don't need to be everywhere, you know? Sit down. That's my thought and opinion. In the meantime, you guys can keep up with us. Let us know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. Give us a thumbs up. Why the hell not? And you guys can follow us on the interwebs.
Hi, guys. It's Megan. You can follow me. It's at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Hey guys, I love hearing from you guys on social media. I'm always on my phone, so you can find me at Thomas Rulina everywhere.
And I had a really fun interview today with Baby Daddy and Nickelodeon star Daniela Monet. So please check that out on AfterBuzz TV's YouTube channel. And please always reach out to me at Christy Reports with anything about Housewives, trashy reality TV, wrestling, whatever it is. I want to hear it from you.
Yes, and send me your shady tweets at Grants _Rants. And check out my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll be back next week. And for the holidays and all this,
do you have something special for the people for the holidays, Grant?
Well, on my episode of Grant's Rants, I do, but that's not out just yet. That'll be out next week, and you can look forward to that. Christy's on it. We got a lot to talk about. So check out that episode. That'll be out in a week from today. We'll talk about it next week's episode. For the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that'll do it for us here at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.